Kingsway, recorded on the 11th of February 2004. Mrs. Kathleen Edmonds of 1 Kingsway, Rowlands Castle, recorded on the 11th of February 2004.
Yes.
Came down to, well, he came down to the farm at South Holt.
Yes. Who owned the farm at South Holt in those days?
Wheeler.
Mr. Wheeler. And what was your father's job?
He was a cowman.
Yeah. How many cows did he milk? You any idea? No, doesn't matter. And how long were you there?
About a year.
Yeah. And how many how many children were there at that time?
Three.
And where did you come in the family?
I was the youngest of the three.
You were the youngest. So you were about a year old when you came to South.
Six.
You were six.
At 5 or 6.
Yes.
So you weren't out there very long.
Yes. And so had you started school when you were there?
Yes.
And how did you...
I started school at Liss.
Yes. And then when you came to Forest Side, did you go to Rowlands Castle School?
Forest Side School. Which is now a house.
What is the name of the house, do you know?
No.
So, you were at Forest Side School, and your mother became unhappy or was unhappy?
Yes, because it was such a long way to walk down to her mother at West Lodge in Stockheath Road. Is this going on there or are you writing it?
No, I'm writing it as well.
Oh.
West Lodge,
Lee Park.
Lee Park. Oh, the Lee Park one, yes. Yes, I'm with you.
I've got lots of pieces to show you.
We'll look at those afterwards. Yes, that would be fine. And, that's lovely. Anyway, we'll carry on as the tape's run. And so your father applied for another job,
yes.
Was that it? And what was it?
And we came to East Durrance.
Yes.
In Rowlands Castle.
Yes.
And my father worked for Mr. Trevis.
At Prospect's Farm.
At Prospect Lane Farm.
Yes. And you went to school in Rowlands Castle?
Yes.
Yes. With your sisters, presumably?
No, not with my sister, because she was 9 years older than me.
Yes. Oh, I see. So she went...
That was my brother.
Yes.
And mother lost her brother and sister-in-law and left a 13-month-old baby and a little girl, 2.5. They died in 1927 when the terrible flu epidemic was about. Granddad died one day and auntie and uncle died the next day.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
And so mother took Norman at 13 months old. So he became my younger brother, really. And I was so, I can remember being so upset as a little girl, because I'd been done out of being the youngest.
Yes, I can imagine that, you'd been the youngest.
And I was very cruel to him,
yes.
As children
yes.
are.
Yes, yes, yes. You felt he'd taken your
yes.
place.
And that he was a very sick child.
Yes.
And yeah. mother used to sit up with him all night sometimes.
Wasn't that good of your mother to take him in?
So he was brought up as my brother.
Yes.
And in later life, because it will be 5 years in May, that he died suddenly, because his choice husband, you see.
Yes.
Two cousins married.
Oh, I see. Norman's...
His name was Waller, you see.
Waller was Joyce's...
He became Joyce's husband.
Yes.
Because...
Oh, I see.
Two cousins married.
Yes, yes, I'm with you. So Joy Belbin became Mrs. Waller.
Mm.
I'm with you. So you and your brother went to Rowland's Castle,
yes.
but your sister went to another
Well,
school.
She went, she was, no, she was, had left school before we come down here,
yes.
look, because I was... six and she was 9 years and
oh,
and
yes.
mother you see my sister
yes
had as a child had infantile paralysis
oh really
yes you see
yes
so she was always lame
yes yes
and mother apprenticed her to needlework at Lish you see
yes
well, she's a, she was a fantastic needlewoman
yes and did she go on to use that as a career
No, because when all these, when Granny lost her husband,
yes.
she went down to live with Granny and look after her, which we thought was most unfair.
I see.
So she never worked.
Goodness me. It shows the effect of Spanish flu, doesn't it, on families? That was terrible.
Not only did auntie and uncle and granddad died, the people he worked for all three died. That granddad worked for. All three died.
And it was the children that were spared.
Mm. Oh, it wouldn't be today, would it?
Oh, that's amazing. So here you are, and East Durrance, was that a private house or local authority?
No, it was, it belonged to the Fixed Wigram estate, but you see.
Ah. Yes.
So many of the houses were there was so many houses of the estate they were all let out.
Yes.
And they were
yes.
let out to the farmers, you
yes.
see. The farmers
yes.
never owned there. They
I
rented
understand.
They rented the farms.
Yes.
You see.
Yes. Yes.
And the house went with the job.
Oh, always a tied house.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you went when
Exactly. Yes. exactly. And tell me something about life at Prospect Farm for your father.
Well, I can remember as a little girl my dad getting up at 4:30 in the morning
yes.
to go to milk the cows.
Yes.
And you see, there was no holidays.
None at all?
No. He used to get Sunday afternoon off 1 in 3.
Oh my goodness me. And so anything he did had to be between morning milking and evening milking, didn't it?
Yes, and of course there was all the farm work as well when it come to harvest and hay baking time.
Yeah, he had to help
And as
with
children
that.
We used to take his tea up to him, you see.
And it was tea?
Hmm?
It was always tea, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I can remember taking lemonade up to the harvest when I...
Well, you see, there was no coffee like there is now.
No,
only
no.
the rich had that, didn't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
It was camp coffee,
yes.
you see, that we had.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's true. And you mentioned something about Mr. Trevis playing the organ.
Mm.
He used to go off.
Mr. Trevis played the organ,
yes.
yes. He played it, I think I'm right in saying, he played it at the Drayton Church, but it wasn't Church of England. It was, I'm not quite sure about that. This is what I've got to be careful about.
On Sundays. It was on Sundays. Yeah. And did you enjoy your life in Ronan's Castle?
Mm. Yes.
Because, and your mother liked it better because there were the shops.
Yes.
And a lot of shops.
Yes,
of shops.
You didn't really have to go out the village,
No.
You didn't want to.
Yes.
Because everything was in.
Exactly.
Yes. And when it came to wanting the doctor, you see, the doctor always called in those days.
Yes.
We had a surgery at the end of Castle Road, Tuesdays and Fridays. The Havant doctors used to come out.
Oh, and the Havant doctors. Mm. And what, can you remember the names of them?
Dr. Dewhurst.
Yeah, I remember
And Dr. Norman.
Yeah, I knew him. Dr. Rickett?
No,
it was a different
practice. He was the other side, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's true. He was a different
He was practice. Another one who was the worst for drink. I've got to be careful because it's going on there.
So there was a surgery, or if you were really ill, the doctor came out to you. And your mother made use of all the shops in Ronan's Castle?
Yes.
Did she ever go into Havant?
Oh, yes, we always went. Yes.
Can you remember?
Because you see, she dealt with the international in Havant. Because they used to come out and take the order, and then it would be delivered the next day.
Yes, I know.
I can see it now, all done up in a big brown paper parcel.
And she would have gone in by bus.
Yes, or walked.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And was it a good bus service, do you remember?
Yes, it was. I'm not sure if it was every half hour. It was more frequent.
That's very good, isn't it?
Mm.
And was anything you enjoyed doing in the village particularly? Did you like games or anything?
Oh, well, we had Young Britons, which was part of the Conservative.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That was the junior branch of the Conservative.
The Young Britons was part of the Conservative Party.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we used to have it once a month.
Yes.
And it was tuppence to go in.
And that was quite strong in the village.
Oh yes, it was lovely.
Can you remember any other clubs?
Any other what?
Clubs or activities?
No, I didn't belong to any other clubs, but they were there.
Yes.
There was the White Ribbons that was run from the chapel.
Yes. Did you play any games on the recreation ground?
The recreation ground, when I was a child, was almost holy ground.
Tell me.
Nothing used to take place the recreation ground.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was thinking of the green.
No,
the recreation ground, but you see, as it was quite a way up there, we weren't allowed to go up there.
It was considered too far.
Mm. Mm.
Yes.
No, but the green, it was not used. Not for children.
No. Which it is.
Which
not
is
supposed
like,
not today.
It's like now, isn't it?
Yes.
And then you see, in the, I think it was August Bank Holiday, they used to have a fair at the recreation ground.
Mm.
It used to be. A lovely, what do you call it? You know, flower show.
Yes.
It used to be a big flower
in
show.
In the marquee.
And us children at school used to do knitting for it, or there was all wildflower arrangements.
Oh,
it used to be wonderful there.
Yes.
And then you see, it used to be Walls Fair.
Yes.
You know, the old roundabouts and swings and all that sort of thing. And it used to be the highlight of the village. And everybody looked forward to that.
Yes.
And I can see that five bar gate now into the recreation ground. And the people who belong to the allotment association, the men, they used to take it in turns to stand on the gate and take your money for going in.
Oh, really? Mm. Yes, yes. Mm. And it was in July, was it? As it
no,
is
no,
now?
I think it was August Bank Holiday. I hope that don't work and say everything, obviously. But, no, that was the real highlight of the village.
Yes, yes. And when you left school, what did you do?
I went in to be a domestic maid at Witcher's Gate Cottage, which was just down the road from where we lived.
And who was living there then?
The two Miss Raines, two sisters.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I suppose to a degree I did. It was my first money I earned.
Yes. And did you learn anything?
Oh, yes, yes.
That's what everybody says.
It was a very good training. I mean, my mother made me do things at home. I used to do the ironing,
yes,
and things. But when I went down there, that's where I learned to cook.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's not so long ago. I'd done away with my reference. And they said that she was a very good cook and willing to learn.
Excellent. Yes. So you learned quite a lot.
Yes. And I used to have to go to church Sunday mornings.
Yes.
From there. And on this certain Christmas morning, I went home, because it was only up the road, you see.
Yes.
And I didn't go to church. Or when I went back down to do the rest of the lunch, didn't I get into trouble for not going to church on Christmas morning?
Really? And did you stay there?
I was there 4 years.
And then what did you
by
do?
This time, well, you, yes. What did I do? Well, I got another job, and I worked down at, now let's think of the road. Warblington Avenue.
I know.
Mm. Yeah, one of the houses down there.
And what was the name of the employer?
Mr. Taylor. He had the wholesale business in Havant of Clark's Fruit.
Yes.
He had that, and he had a grocery shop at Portsea.
Really? So he, yes.
And while I was there, he'd lost his wife, but while I was there, he married again.
Yes. Mm. Yes, oh, really?
He was a very nice man.
Mm. Very pleased to have
he
you.
He also owned the nurseries at Prospect Lane.
Really?
Mm. He was a real businessman.
Yes, yes.
Of course, that's all built on there.
Of course
there
it is.
With where they all built their own,
yes,
didn't they?
Self-built. Yes, mm. Yes. And how long were you there?
When I was there, the day war broke out. Because I remember them saying, Kathleen, what are you going to do? I stayed there for a while,
yes.
And then I left there, and I went to work for a very nice lady in the village at Rose Cottage. Do you know where that is?
Yes, I do.
Next to where the butcher's was.
And what was her name?
Mrs. Williams.
Mrs. Williams. And you're still living at home and
yes,
walking
yes.
to and fro.
By this time, we'd have gone up to Cockbush, up to Woodbury Lane. My father had left Trevis's and gone to work for Sir Dimmock White.
As a carman?
No, as looking after the... what should we say? He looked after the calves and that. He was not a cowman anymore.
No.
And he also done all the wonderful hedging that comes all along down.
Oh.
He used to go to marvellous laying the hedges.
Oh, really?
He done all that work from the top of, you know, where the crossroads is by Buber, you know, where the
lodge is. Yes, I do, yes.
Right the way down
yes.
to Witcher's Gate Cottage he used to do. and he used to do all the hedging up the road, that goes up to Hollybeck,
Southley Road, Hollybeck.
Yeah, all the way up there, he used to do all the hedging, it was fantastic hedging. But you see,
hard work.
Oh, hard work, was no word in it. Well, when it was Lord Duncannon's 21st birthday, who was the last Earl of Esborough, you see, the Rowlands Castle School, Forestside, and Idsworth School, we all collected money to take to school, collected. And we gave Lord Duncannon this volume of books as a present from the schools. Well, after that, we were all invited up to Stansted House to tea. And there was a big marquee on the lawn, and we had tea there. And I mean, to us children, that was absolutely wonderful, because we were never allowed inside of Stansted. And to go up there in front of the house,
yes,
and have that was wonderful.
Can you tell me which volume of books, what it was called?
No, I can't.
They're just researching. I'll stop it for a sec.
There you see.
Yes.
Each school, well, you had to walk in those
days. Yes, yes.
Went up there. And another thing you see we used to have up at school is before we broke up for the summer holidays, we always went to, you know, the big house.
Isworth?
What do you call it? Fitzwarren's house.
Lee Park House. Yes.
We used to go through by the lodge down here, and we'd all walk in proper, and we had to walk properly up to Lee Park House, and have a tea party up there. Lady Fitzwarren gave that every year for the school children.
Really?
Mm. Mm. And we used to have our tea and games and that, and then we used to have the sweet scramble. And of course, sweets in those days were in a big 7-pound tin, not wrapped up, I might tell you. And she used to come out and throw them up in the air on the gravel, and we all had the sweet scramble.
Really? But it stayed in your memory. Yes.
I was only talking about it the other day to someone.
Yes, I've seen it on television. It's amazing. So, after you were with at Rose Cottage,
yes,
that was during the war.
Yes,
then.
Yes, the war had started then. And then Mrs. Williams lost her husband, you see, and she had a very nice, her father lived at Fernhurst.
Yes.
And had a very nice house up there, left her when he died. So we went up there, and I went with her. And while I was up there with her, she had obviously been great friends with the Dean of Winchester, who was the rector up here when I was a little girl.
Yes.
And she married him. And they were married at Sherborne Abbey. And the Reverend Rogers, who used to be the rector at Hatton, do you remember? He married them because he became Bishop of Sherborne.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he married them.
Oh.
So then.
Did you go to the wedding?
No, because they were married. Then, you see, this is the what. Then I joined the Wrens.
Yes. So what year would that be, do you think?
1943.
So you joined up at Portsmouth, I suppose.
Yes, I joined at Pendragon Hotel.
Oh, really? And what was your sort of role in the Wrens? What did you do in the Wrens?
I was a cook.
You were? Oh, really? Obviously. Yes. And how did you like large-scale catering?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of you, so I mean, you all mucked in together.
Yes, yes.
I'd done 2 weeks training at Pendragon Hotel, and then I was, got my, you know, what's the word I want? my posting.
Yes.
To New Haven.
Yes, yes.
And I was, and I was billeted at Seaford. And we went from Seaford to New Haven every day to work. And I was in officers' quarters.
Yes.
And we were not even allowed to have a cup of tea because it was officers' quarters.
Oh, no.
Well, then my mother was taken very ill. And I came home for two nights. Leave.
A compassionate.
Compassionate leave, 48 hours I had. And then I went back. And then there was a girl at Hambledon who wanted to come to Seaford, the Wren, and we exchanged.
Ah, yes. Mm. Yes, so you were near our home.
Compassionate exchange.
Yes.
And I was stationed at HMS Mercury.
Oh, really?
But I was in Wren's quarters at Hambledon.
Yes. And you managed to get home occasionally.
Oh, yes.
That must have been difficult in wartime, though, getting home.
It wasn't. We used to get on the bus and come to Waterlooville. And from Waterlooville, I could get a bus to Havant. And then I had to get a bus to Westbourne. So it was quite... So I was young then. I mean,
yes.
But then before, when D-Day was coming up, all buses into Hambledon were stopped. There was no transport at all. And us girls had our bicycles, and we used to cycle. We used to cycle all the way from there to Cockbush.
It's a fair distance.
And as I came up through the woods, up, you know, what do they call that road? From Sir Dimmock White's Lodge right up to Cockbush. It was all army, you see.
Yes.
And what they used to do, they used to say, the ones down the bottom would say, Jenny Wren's on her way up, and I'd get all this calling all the way up.
But it was good natured.
I must say that it was some of the happiest years I
Isn't
had.
That interesting?
Although it was wartime, it was.
Yes.
We, you know, were such a lovely lot of girls, and one of the girls, well, when she will be 80 in May, we've always kept in contact. She lives at Horndean.
Really?
And I have the Wren's magazine, and I send it to her. And then she always rings up me up and thanks me. I mean, they do come very occasionally.
Yes.
But as I've not been well lately,
yes.
I've not had
this. Yes.
But there again, you see, they always said, oh, well, go to Kathleen. She's such a wonderful cook, you see.
So, do you obviously saw all the signs of the D-Day invasion round here, round Hambledon?
Yes. Well, as I say, we were in Wren's quarters. There was another girl and I that was the cook in Wren's quarters, and we used to have to cook for 80 girls. And all we had was a kitchen, an old kitchener in this house, and one electric stove. And that's all we had to cook all this for these girls on. And but as I say, we had a lot of fun. But we used to.
That's fine. Yes. So you were cooking on this. Yes, you were cooking on this stove.
Yes. And I went from there to Soberton Towers,
which is
because by this time, you see, the war was coming to an end.
Yes. And there was this out of the Wrens, Soberton
Towers?
No,
I wasn't out. I was still in the Wrens.
Yes.
Yes. And I went there, and from there, I went to Port Southern.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And we worked underground.
Oh, I see.
All the cookhouse was underground.
This was where the invasion was all planned. Yeah,
that
wasn't
was Southwark House.
Yes.
There's Port Southwark was where
yes.
all the Navy was.
Yes.
And there the conditions we're talking there were really dreadful. But anyhow, as I was there when a peace was proclaimed, and it was midnight when it came out over the loudspeakers, and we all got out of our beds and went out on the top on Portstone Hill, all dancing and shouting, and we saw all the lights go up in Portsmouth. It was the most fantastic sight.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I think that's an amazing story. And so you came out of the Wrens, did you?
I came out of the Wrens.
Yes.
I was ready to, I was demobbed.
Yes.
Out of the Wrens. And in March. And I got married in April at Westbourne Church.
Tell me something about your husband, how you met him and who he was and all that.
Oh, I met him at Hambledon. He had been invalided out of the army, had lost part of his hand.
Oh, yes.
Over on, what was the first thing they went over on?
Dunkirk.
Yes, he got wounded over there. And he was in the army full time.
Mm.
And he got invalided out, which he was terribly upset over. And that's how I met him.
His home was Hambledon, was it?
No, he lived at Clanfield.
Yes.
But they were working at Hambledon where I was. And how it happened, I'll tell you how I got talking to him. I was going to be a bridesmaid at my brother's wedding, and I had no coupons to get a dress, you see. I got talking, and he said, I mean, I didn't hardly know him. He said, I can give you some coupons, he said, because I've got such a lot that I've been discharged out of the army. So he gave me the coupons, and I got my bridesmaid's dress.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful story?
Mm.
Really? I think that's an amazing story.
And then you see, I married him.
And you got married at Westbourne.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. John's at Westbourne.
Yes.
Because I should have been married at Repton, because those houses came under Repton.
Oh,
and when the rector came to call on my mother, and she said that her daughter had got married, he was most upset over it.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I hope, you see, at Repton, much didn't happen out there.
No.
So anyhow, and
it's all right. Yeah.
And you see, housing was very difficult, and we got two furnished rooms down in Tipner Road, down at Portsmouth. And this will make you laugh. I'd never seen a bug or anything like that, and all the time I was in the Wrens. We woke up one night and put the light on, and the whole of the walls was covered in them.
Oh.
I can assure you, we weren't there very long. And that was when we came back to West Lodge.
Yes. Was your husband, what was he?
He worked for Winnicott's.
Oh, I see, in the village?
Well, it came under the village, yes.
Oh. What was his job?
Painter and decorator.
Oh, I see. And you moved to West Lodge?
Yes, in Stockheath Road.
So you came full circle? You've been at West Lodge before, hadn't you?
Oh, that was my grandparents.
Yes.
Lived there.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Yes. Yes.
My mother was born there.
Yes. Oh, I see. And did you bring your children up there in West Lodge?
Yes.
Yes.
I had.
Tell me about your
family. We'd been married 2.5 years when John was born, and we had no electric, no laid on water, and the well was up at quite a long way up in the park, and we used to have to keep it locked up because the gypsies used to come on Stockheath Common, and they would come up and put their dirty buckets down that well.
Yes.
And they used to call us everything bad, but we had we used to have to lock it.
Yes, yes.
Because, I mean, you see, it would run out of water if you didn't.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You didn't want infection in the water either.
Well, anyhow, John was born there.
Yes.
But there's 2.5 years difference in them. But Peter was born at Northlands in Emsworth.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Which is now knocked down, isn't it?
When they built the bypass.
Oh, that was a lovely place.
So you had 2 sons?
Yes.
And did you work at this time or not?
No. Once I had the children, no. I didn't work. No.
And they went to school in the village, obviously.
Well, John started school from the lodge, and he used to come upon the 48 bus to this school. And there was, because it was a very hard job to get children into school, you see,
yes,
like that.
Yes.
And several of them who lived down there, because by this time they were, the Havant were building the houses, you see. And several of the children came up here to school. So when we moved up here, John went to school, but the school was so overfilled that they used to have the parish hall.
Yes.
And Peter started school down the parish hall. I used to take him down on the seat on the back of my bike.
And what schools did they go on to after that?
John was one of the first people to pass from this school to go to Havant Grammar School.
Oh, really? Mm.
Now you see it's Havant College, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes.
He went there. And Peter went to Warblington. How do you know that's working?
I can see.
Going there.
See a little,
oh, yes.
Little counter. And what do they do now, John and Peter? What are their jobs now?
Well, John is finance advisor at his farm. He works at Didsbury at Greater Manchester.
Oh, I see, yes.
Oh, they're there,
yes,
right away there.
Yes. And Peter's where?
Peter works at Basingstoke with Southern Electric. He's a manager on Southern Electric.
They've done very well, haven't they?
They've both done well. I'm so proud of them.
Very good. And did they join the Cubs or the Scouts or anything?
No, but they both belonged to St John's Choir up here.
Oh, did they?
And they were both altar servers.
Tell me about St John's in those days.
You got that going, you? Otherwise I would say what I think.
And you were going to tell me something about your father's employer, Sidham McWhite.
Well, the most thing I remember about Sidham McWhite is his four-in hand coming through the village.
Yeah.
And my uncle, you see, he was the head coachman.
Yes.
And my uncle also drove, you see, in the coronation procession.
I didn't realise that.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
That's Ernest Belbin, isn't it? Ernest was his name. Yes.
He also...
Who did he drive in the coronation procession?
I can't remember. It was the Duke or someone.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realise that. Mm. So Sir Dimmock would come through the village to visit his sister? Sometimes,
well, I expect
he?
So, yes.
Yes,
yes. Because
yes,
yes, they nearly always used to come this way round, as though,
yes,
through up Castle Road and this way.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
Goodness.
And I remember Jack Sullivan. Do you remember Jack Sullivan?
No, I don't.
He was one of the... He always used to... If I saw them coming, he always used to go like that.
And I don't suppose Sir Dimmock would have liked today's traffic.
No, well, he wouldn't, would he?
No, he expected the traffic to stop.
Stop for him.
Yes, yes.
Well, Mr. Martin at Red Hill House, who I worked for 25 years after coming up here, she rode a horse, and she used to get out in the road and stop the traffic.
Really?
Because Red Hill House, you see, is opposite the entrance to where the woods is down here.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know where,
oh, I know, yes.
Yeah,
I,
you
yes,
know where you
yes,
turn
yes,
into
yes.
the woods.
Yes.
Well, Red Hill House Gate was opposite there, and she used to get out there on her horse and stop the traffic to go across into the woods on her horse.
Yes. I didn't, and did you ever ride on Sir Dermot's coach?
No.
No. And you said you worked for Mrs. Martin. This
Miss
Martin. Miss Martin, when the boys were older?
Yes, when the boys went to school, I went up there.
And
again, as I'd done all the cooking up there.
And what was her first name? Do you remember?
Viola.
Viola.
They're the people who had the King's Stone put up. Her mother. Mrs. Martin had the King's Stone for
yes,
us.
Yes. And did you enjoy the job? Did you enjoy working there?
Yes.
It was lovely and local.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And how many years were you there?
Mm.
How many years?
25.
Oh my goodness me.
Until she died.
Do you have any contact with the family now?
No. The last I saw of the family was Mrs. Pullman when she came down 10 years ago to the service at the Kingstone.
Oh, really? Yes, yes.
I think she may have passed on by now.
So you went in the morning, did the midday meal.
Yes.
And came away again.
Yes, after I'd done it.
Yes. Oh. You didn't do the evening meal.
Occasionally, if she had visitors, then
yes.
I always went out to have done
the evening
meal.
Yes, yes.
Used to annoy my husband no end.
And did your husband work for anybody else after Sir Dermot?
My first husband walked out on me.
Okay. Yes.
When we'd only been up here a few weeks, when he brought another woman in. Is that still on?
No, I can turn it off.